Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You know, I said, and I'll say it again, we'll go as long as we need to go to find the right guy, but we'd like to see someone go ahead and make it clear to us that he is that guy. And we just haven't seen that yet as a staff. There's been too much up and down, and so we have to reassess after a couple weeks of the season, or by the bye week, we might have to reassess.
Oh, I see what you did there, Robbie Bob Tree Triano. I see what you did there. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, and we are getting you ready for a Bears game. Feels nice to say that. It's been a minute. Before Chicago takes on Washington, tune in tonight from 6 to 7:15 for the Your Local Ford Dealers pregame show, right here on 670 The Score. It'll include Patrick Manley and Mully. Get you set for the game. Then immediately following the game, Olin, Pat, and Chuck Swirsky. We'll have instant reaction on the postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Turo Tire. All of it can be heard tonight on The Score and the Odyssey app. We said earlier in our last segment, talking about how Ben Johnson and the Bears pointed to the bye week as the point for evaluation. At that point, Ben Johnson had the best look at his team that he had had since he got the job. Real game experience, time to evaluate. Did it come a little early than maybe they would have liked? Yes, but we knew that something was probably going to change. And lo and behold, Mark Grody, it did.
I took my act to Soldier Field on to Lake Forest on Saturday because Ben Johnson was speaking and there was an open locker room. So I will share part one of my little dance through Hallis Hall here. But first, let me set this up for you. As you guys might remember, earlier this week, I took a crack at asking Ben Johnson who his starting left tackle would be. It did not work out. He did not tell me the answer. Now, on Saturday, another reporter, and you're going to hear all this, Sean Hammond of the Chicago Tribune, was the one to pick up the mantle because I couldn't ask twice. I was not about to go 0-2 this week. So you will hear that in succession. You will hear my try at the beginning of the week, and then you will hear the success story, which you might find entertaining. Here it is.
Anything new offensive line-wise that you know where your left tackle is going to be?
We have a good idea who our left tackle is.
Not ready to reveal that to us.
Ben, the other day you weren't ready to share who your left tackle is going to be. I'm just curious if maybe you are today.
Yeah, it'll be Theo.
Okay. Oh, look at that. Oh, man. Thanks, Ben.
Go Cubs.
Saturday. Wow.
Here they go, Cubs. In there.
Yeah, I mean, all of that. Oh, look at that.
Thought
Cubs.
You guys would like that.
It was the pause.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I left every second.
Were you on the edge of your seat at that point?
We all kind of were, but you could tell because he had this look in his eyes like he was about to reveal it, but he wanted to entertain us just a little bit. And it's funny, too, like taking you behind the scenes. Jason Leisure had a little back and forth recently with Ben Johnson in regards to, why won't you just tell us what's going on with stuff? So
just tell me the name of the movie you want to see.
Right, and we'll get into more of that in my second spin through the locker room, I think around 1 o'clock, to be continued with some of the fun with Ben Johnson. But we now know it is official. We had anticipated this, you know, again, behind the curtain again. We were seeing that in the practices. Couldn't really report that to people, but we were seeing that alignment. So we had a pretty good idea that Benedet would be the starting left tackle for the Chicago Bears, which is a pretty big deal for him. Let's hear from Mr. Benedet on this big day, his first start at the left tackle position. And here is Theo Benedet by his locker a couple of days ago.
What has this rise for you been like after having spent the year on the practice squad last year? You obviously start at right tackle, move over to left tackle. Here you are starting at left tackle. How does that hit you?
Yeah, it's really rewarding, I would say, because it's, you know, you put a lot of work into it, as everybody does, but fortunate to be in a good situation, obviously, to have the opportunity. And I just want to play football, you know, at the end of the day. That's what I have fun doing. So it's just great to get out there and be able to play.
What made the difference for you?
Just another offseason, I would say. Another season of feeling comfortable in NFL schemes. Another season in the weight room, getting stronger, hitting physical targets that have helped me a lot. And a great coaching staff this year, as I've always had, that really invested in me.
Do you view this as an arrival for you, or do you feel like you're going to have to defend this every play?
Oh, I think you definitely have to defend it every play. We have a really talented group, not only in this locker room, but in the NFL generally. So, you know, that's what one of the first things you learn is as soon as you're in this building, they're trying to replace you. So,
as a follow-up to what Jason asked, like, what did they tell you? Like, they said you are indefinitely the starter at left tackle? Did they tell you it's a tryout? What did they say?
No, I mean, I don't think they said either of those things. They just said this is, you know, you'll be the starter this week and to go out there and compete and show them what you can do. And, you know, obviously I have every intention of playing for as long as I can there, and yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
I think Theo Benedet will have an extended stay at left tackle.
I got to say, there's some twists and turns in that interview.
Do tell.
Are you feeling that,
too? Oh, I definitely am,
like,
feeling
Marshall
it.
And I think, both perked up at the same thing.
I want to hear.
Was okay. It where he said, they're going to replace you? Like, they're looking to replace you? That was like nihilist Theo Benedet for a second there.
But was it like I heard the exact same thing you heard, and you, as you said, I perked up at the same time because I thought about it, processed it, and I was like, oh, he's got that college head or NFL head coach mentality. You're hired to be fired, and knowing that there's always going to be a wave of people behind you it's not for long. And he's not a guy who was even drafted, so he doesn't have the same perspective maybe as guys who've been catered to their whole lives that get put in the position he's in now.
Well, also, that's how he came to be. You know, he was on the practice squad. He was a guy who had to hustle his way in. He was a guy who had to get ready to stay ready. You know, that's how he got in with this team. And I will say this. If you watch the games, especially the late preseason games, late in the game, when he would be playing, you would see how, at least versus the twos and the threes, he was dominating at times. Like, he was looking for people to block. That is not a statistic that is measured, but you know it when you see it, when you're evaluating the offensive line. If you are looking for people to block, that means you have neutralized your opponent. That is not something that we have been able to say about the Bears for a while. I don't think that it's wrong to reward him with the work that he's put in to get here. And I think the difference is, it's not just the work that he put in, it's the execution as well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well,
and Mark, I think we can both attest to this. If you go back to training camp, he was kind of in that mode even in training camp. Like, I'm trying to destroy anyone and everyone within reach. So that means if I get my first guy, I will look for someone else. He has almost, at least he did to me, a headhunter's mentality of blocking and the way that he kind of set things up early on in training camp when I was like, Theo Benedet, who's this? Right. And why is he getting like extra?
I thought he was a prop. I did.
What?
I thought he was a prop. Like when they were clearly not satisfied with anybody that was playing left tackle in training camp. When they were like, Ozzie Trapillo, ugh, not real sure about this. Braxton Jones, you know, this coaching staff is like really not seeing this whole thing. And then all of a sudden they put the guy in that had sat on the practice squad all of last year. Do you realize how tough the chances are of a guy like that being the starting left tackle on a team? So when we saw that, it ironically, it reminded me of Braxton Jones a few years earlier when we're all reporters inside the Walter Payton Center and it's Braxton Jones's rookie year and we're all thinking Tevin Jenkins has got the beat on the left tackle and then, oh my God, it's Braxton Jones and that was no joke. So I guess maybe I should have learned from Ryan Poles. And I don't know that this is necessarily a Ryan Poles pushing to have this done. This feels more like Dan Roschar,
yeah,
the Bears offensive line coach. It feels more like Ben Johnson. But just the odds of this having happened, pretty low considering everything. So yeah, I did at first think it was just a prop to shake it up and to send a message to Braxton Jones and Ozzie Trapillo and anybody else that was getting a shot to try out. I was wrong.
This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score talking about Theo Benedet and how he fits into the Bears at the left tackle position tonight. I think the other thing too, though, is we know that when a new head coach comes to a team, there are going to be changes when it comes to talent evaluation and who is trusted and who isn't. And one of the fallacies I think that I don't necessarily know that we promoted a fallacy, but I think we have been very adamant about Ryan Poles having to pick players that Ben Johnson thinks will fit on his team. But here's the thing. He did the same thing when Matt Eberflus was his head coach, which is why I always laugh when people are like trying to separate the two. They were very much married. There are players that I'm sure Ryan Poles drafted and that Matt Eberflus thought this person is going to fit well with what we do. Because I don't think you get employed in any level of the NFL if that's not what you're doing. You have to work with who you think your head coach can play and can succeed with. So again, this is happening. This is it's an obvious truth in the league. When a new head coach comes on, he may not like how you fit on the team. The biggest example for me is always Khalil Mack. Because that was him coming to Chicago was the result of a coaching change. So the fact that it's a left tackle position where, frankly, I didn't think that he played well enough, Braxton Jones, and I've been on the record about it. Did he deserve the chance after he had been injured? Absolutely. Did his knowledge earn him at least the first several starts of the season? Yes. But there could be more change like this. This may be just a precursor to what we might see in snap count tonight and moving forward. And at least we know Ben Johnson's willing to say, this isn't good enough, and I need somebody else to be better.
Sometimes when you take an audit of what you have, your inventory, and you try to figure it out, you realize that, oh, we've taken this audit from this company the last 3 years, and nothing has gotten better. We need a new auditor. And so maybe the Dan Roschar and the Ben Johnson piece of this is just having a new auditor in-house, an in-house auditor saying, hey, I know you think this is what we should be doing, but after this last audit, I think we need to give this other guy a look. And that's what seemingly has happened with Theo Benedet as he slowly worked his way through. And Layla, I think you're right. I don't think it's going to be the last thing that changes. I think it's just the bullet point right now because, one, we're at the bye week. We're at the bye week. And two, this has been the biggest move we've seen so far.
Am I going to detract Mark Grody from his Bears skepticism? Absolutely not. I'm skeptic with you. But I think we knew there had to be some change.
Like I hope
This group wasn't going to get it done in the way we knew it starting or the way we knew the personnel grouping.
They're chipping away. You know what I mean? Like it's a slow chip. Like, okay, you put your Theo Benedet at left. Even like at the beginning of the season with
There's no more fullback on the team. There's right. more tight end focus.
Roschon Johnson not even getting a sniff. That is chipping away at a roster and things that you didn't like. They don't like Roschon Johnson as a running back.
That's it. And we have to accept that truth. And you know what? I'm okay with it. I'm not going to keep waiting for fetch to happen when it's not happening.
Fetch?
It's October 13th. Mean Girls references all over the place.
Oh, my bad.
Let's focus on the Cubs next. Robbie played that big requiem, that sad, sad moment that really opened the show.
Come back.
Grody keeps thinking about Jack on the plank in Titanic.
Come back.
So let's drown our sorrows together on this Monday.
Drown.
Cubs here, talk is next.
Christ,
on the
pull
Score.
Pull them out of the ice, Kate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.